sack. Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
It's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. Journey from the east side to the park, just a fine and fancy ramble to the zoo. But you can take a crosstown bus if it's raining or it's cold, and the animals will love it if you do. Me, it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. The monkeys stand for honesty. Giraffes are insincere, and the elephants are kindly, but they're dumb. Orangutans are skeptical of changes in their cages, and the zookeeper is very fond of rum. Zebras are reactionaries, antelopes are missionaries, pigeons blocked in secrecy, and hamsters turn on frequently. What the gas you got to come and see?
Something She wakes up in time to break down. She left a note up on the dresser and she's right on time. You don't know anything, right or wrong. I said I know, and she said so. Fine. I guarantee that you wake in a better place and in a better time. So you're tired of living, you feel like you might give in. Well, don't. It's not your time. Today, looking for a specific page. Don't wanna find her full name, followed by dates. Cause when I left her alone, she made a sound like a moan. You're known by everyone for everything you've done. I'm buying flowers for grave, I'd rather buy you a one-way non-stop. Do anywhere, find anyone, do anything, forget and start again. Love, she says she won't go. And there's too much to stand by. You've gotta stop and draw a line. Everyone here has to choose a side tonight. The moment of truth is haunting you. Don't forget your family, regardless what you choose to do. You can't decide, and they're all screaming, why won't you? I'll start the engine, but I can't take this ride for you. I'll draw your bath and I'll load your gun, but I hope so bad that you'll bathe in us. Save me, save me, and I said, I think I'm past the way tonight. wake up, everything's gonna be fine. I guarantee that you wake in a better place and in a better time. So you're tired of living, and you feel like you might give in. Well, don't. It's not your time, even if it was so, I wouldn't let you go. You can run, 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 but I will follow close. Some of you say that's it, that's all, but I'll be waiting there with open arms to break your fall. I know that you think that you're on your own, but just know that I'm here and I'll lead you home. If you let me, she said forget me, but I can.
God damn.
You've got some pleasures, bitch.
Come on, man, you got it going with all the crazy confections. Got her all
quiet now. Drive first. You've got some pleasures.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's us.
Sure is. We're having fun.
Dry fun.
Dried fruits.
Nice dry fun. Yeah, that last song.
Can't have wet fun.
No, not in the station. Definitely not in Studio A.
No.
Too many electronics.
No liquids allowed.
That's right. It says that in several places on the walls. There's also a little Garfield over there.
Yeah?
I think he might be new.
He's cute.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, the, is that... The Simpsons doll is still there.
Yes, break yeah. instead of a... In case of emergency, break glass. But in this case, it's plastic for... a figurine.
I was going through some things freshman year, and I wrote, in case of emergency, please break glass, and then taped a lighter to my desk. I also, do you remember when that artist who duct taped a banana to the
yeah.
wall? I did that first. I did that in 2016.
Wow, you're a true original artist, aren't you?
True blue trendsetter. Blue and brown. Let's go, Bose. Jumbo's Tufts mascot.
Ah,
yeah.
I see.
This is Mellow Max and DJ Snacks. You're listening to Even More Highly Recommended on WMFO. I am here every Wednesday from 7 to at least 8. We're staying a bit late today because it's my first time having a guest, and it's just such a joy.
It is a joy. It is a joy to be here. Thank you, DJ Mellow Max.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So we played some music there.
We sure did. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We had a little hack and sack set, but before that we played Laser Show by Fountains of Wayne. Fitting
immediately
our
followed by
Hack and Sack by Fountains of Wayne.
Lots of Fountains of Wayne today.
Yes.
You can tell it's a fan favorite of ours.
And it's so tri-state. They
yeah.
got the yeah.
They're
yeah.
good.
And then was Billy Joel Moving Out, which mentions Hack and Sack.
Good old Bill Joel.
Mm-hmm. We love Bill. William. Then Olivia, the Olivia Tremor Control with Dusk at Cubist Castle. Followed by, finally, Simon and Garfunkel's At the Zoo. Skylar Pocket with New Jersey. Streetlight Manifesto's A Better Time, A Better Place. And then Breast Fist with Dried Fruit. What is a breast fist?
It is a...
In words that we can say on the radio.
It is a... when a man and a woman love each other very much.
Looks a lot like
they
breakfast.
Buy a dehydrator and they take fruits in certain shapes and slice them up into nice little slices and then dehydrate them. Wait about 10 hours, maybe even overnight, and then enjoy their snack. And that's
love
what it
a dehydrator.
Is. That's what it is. Yeah, you can. We were just talking about our favorite dried fruits. What fruit do you think makes a Turkish apricot?
Probably an apricot.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. But what about a raisin?
It's a grape.
Okay, all right. Let's find a trickier one. if such one exists.
Hit me with your best shot.
What other dried fruits are there?
Prunes are plums, right?
Yeah, prunes okay. are totally plums.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Which are not, they're dried, but they're not dry.
Yeah,
not dry
they're
enough.
Not that dry. That's, yeah. We discussed it.
Yeah.
We discussed our disgust with the moisture levels of.
I really like prunes.
Yeah.
They're also very useful.
I would have to agree. In yeah. the right circumstances.
When you need
helpful.
A prune, you need a prune.
Yeah, that is true. We played some local Jersey bands, Skylar Pocket, some Jersey pals of mine, and Streetlight Manifesto, also pretty fun Jersey band.
Mm-hmm. Nice Jersey ska.
Yeah, we love a Jersey ska.
We love a Jersey ska.
I think New Jersey has a very intense and deep ska scene that I've barely even scratched the surface of.
Do you know how to skank?
No.
The ska dance.
I don't know how to do that. No.
I'll have to show you.
Okay.
At some point. There's a great YouTube video for it, actually. It was a video that some guy made for his high school some class. And it's this is you can do it at home.
Yeah.
You can do it at a concert.
Okay.
You can do it with a friend.
You can.
And yeah. And he's wearing the hat and everything.
Okay.
He just explains how to skank.
Wow. I've always wanted to, you know, learn, get deeper into the...
It's the dance that Ronnie did when we talked about ska.
Oh, yeah.
He might be joining us next week.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Maybe Ronnie and I can both come.
Yes. We'll absolutely. Absolutely.
But this isn't the last you'll hear of DJ Snacks.
Definitely not. Coming up next, we're going to have some Steely Dan again.
Love Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Steely Dan is playing in Boston in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Unfortunately, it's at the same time that the Grateful Dead are playing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
It's hard to pick, you know. You have so many great bands that come out to play. It's like, do I see Steely Dan or do I... like have a bad time somewhere else, you know?
That's right. Something like that.
Something like that. Do I like fall in love all over again with music, or do I go to sleep early?
Yeah, I think I might see some live music Friday.
Oh, me too.
I'm
gonna go see Lawrence the band Mr. Wives.
I didn't know Lawrence was gonna be in town.
Yeah,
that's cool.
They're in town. They're nice. Playing. I don't want to be one of those people who like knew a band before they were cool, but I definitely went to some Lawrence shows way back when they were just getting started, like the early days.
Mm-hmm.
And a fun fact is that me and Max's mutual friend Max,
mm-hmm,
were in a music video with Lawrence. We were in their Get Busy music video in a Long Island diner. We drove all the way from Jersey to Long Island to be in their music video.
And Amanda is in most of it. Max is
the
in
back
the
of my
first
head
second.
Is in most of it. But
it's definitely the back of your head.
It is.
Well, here's Steely Dan. We'll be right back.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Rocka, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, El Dorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
That was just a delightful, delightful song, wasn't it? That was the guy who sings about cities and towns with White Plains. The WP is right in the middle of Westchester County, I'm told.
That's a good song.
That is a good song.
A musical masterpiece, even.
I would say so. I'm very impressed. Apparently that guy released an album called I've Never Left My Hometown, which I think is a cute... I mean, he's sang all about... all over the country.
All over the hometowns.
Oh, yeah.
He has a song for pretty much all of them. If you've got a hometown, this guy's written a song about it.
And
you can listen to it. Like, they're out there.
They are. And they're all mediocre.
Yeah, they're all, like...
bad.
Yeah.
Not even
they're
mediocre.
They're not good.
No.
I might have said they were good before. I was being nice, but I don't want to be nice anymore. Those songs are not good.
I'm glad that they exist.
Yeah, they have a purpose in our culture.
Yeah.
We just played one. We gave
airtime.
We gave it an airtime, yeah. So.
And the guy also sings about birthdays and... does that mean that he's sang about every single day of the year?
Wow.
Yeah, let's see. The
Imagine
Sorry Apology Song Person. The Strange Man Who Sings About Dead Animals.
Oh my goodness.
The Odd Man Who Sings...
like this is
about poop,
this is his life.
Puke and pee.
This is his life. Like he does this. He writes these songs. This is his life.
And it's really funny because it says fans also like, which means that there's someone who listens to this guy's entire discography across his different projects.
Wow.
Yeah. That exists.
Well, what else did we listen to?
Let's see. Excellent question. We listened to Steely Dan with Daddy Don't Live in That New York City No More.
Ugh, love Steely Dan.
I did like a hand reaction.
It was visceral.
Exactly. And then we had Johnny Cash, I've Been Everywhere, followed by the third Fountains of Wayne's...
Fourth
of Wayne's song. There was a fifth one in the playlist, which got bumped off.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it actually mentions relevant.
We can't have it all.
No.
We can't have it all.
Yeah. The Valley of Malt. I think it might mention the LIE too. But, oh well. We only need one Fountains of Wayne song that mentions the LIE. Then we have the guy who sings about cities and towns with White Plains. And right now in the back is Thelonious Monk with Ask Me Now.
It's one of my favorite jazz tunes.
It's a good one.
It swings.
It does swing.
Well, swing, we've been having swing. Lots of fun here, haven't we?
We have. It's always a good time in the studio.
Yeah, this is a really cool little place. It makes me feel, like, cozy and comfortable, and I love to be surrounded by music, and there's walls of records, like...
oh, yeah. I think we have over 20,000.
So many. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I have, like, maybe 40 records. But I have, like, a very cultivated collection. Like, I just don't like to go out and buy a million records. Like, if I'm buying a record, it means, like, I really like the album. There's something super unique about it. And it has, like, a particular relevance to my life.
Yeah. I have enough albums that if society ends but we still have electricity, I'll be set with new music.
Yeah. You have enough albums to fit a small U-Haul.
And it has.
I don't doubt it.
The majority of them are in White Plains.
Yeah?
Oh my god, yeah.
We talked a lot about White Plains.
It's a good place. Also known as Dubset.
Is that really what it's known as?
Yep. Look us up on Urban Dictionary. Dubset. We are the biggest ballers on the East Coast.
Concerned. I'm concerned about what I'll find
yeah,
if I search
no,
that.
That's all it says. Mm. Biggest ballers on the East Coast.
Biggest ballers.
Like,
on
hey,
East
that
Coast.
Guy's pretty cool. Oh yeah, he's from Dubset. That's like the.
Yep.
The example. Gotta love Urban Dictionary. I hate this chair.
Oh, man. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown. Maybe.
Well, I think that that brings us to the end of the 9 o'clock hour.
We are there. This is the end.
There we are. Just remember, no matter where you go, there you are. Amanda is pointing urgently to remind me to let you all know that this is Mellow Max and
DJ Midnight Snacks.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Now as fast as possible, this is Mellow Max and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow, that was fast.
That was really fast. Yeah, I've been doing this for 6 years.
That's enough time to be able to say it that fast. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Especially when my first show was at 3 a.m.
Ooh.
So,
Yeah. That's bedtime. That's way past bedtime.
That was staying up. I mean, I didn't have classes that semester until like noon.
But still, that's a toughie.
Yeah.
But you stuck it out.
That's easier for me than it is to wake up early.
Yeah.
Let's see, we had some good songs there. We had Junior Kimbrough with Meet Me in the City, followed by LCD Sound System with... See, I told you, it does that.
Yeah.
There's a little burp whenever you get a call. There's like a little flash
it's
afterwards.
A phone burp.
Yeah. But it's like, just like very delayed. Anyway, LCD Sound System with New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down. And right now we have in the back Wolfpack with, very appropriately, Outro.
It's my favorite Wolfpack song.
I like Birds something. You know that one?
Birds of a Feather?
No, it's the one with like, it's like a synth and it's very like tweety sounding. Like bird call, bird song.
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's fun. I like it.
I know exactly which one you're talking about, but it is escaping me yet again.
Yeah.
This has been really fun. Thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure. Come back anytime.
Hope everybody listening enjoyed the music, but especially Max's parents.
On their behalf, I thank you. I'll be back next week, so,
Tune in.
Yeah.
Tune right on in next week.
That brings us to the end of this hour. I'll be back next week. Hopefully Amanda will be back next week. DJ Snacks.
If not, I'll be back another time.
That's right. So have a good night, all.
Bye.
Enjoy.